Well, shalom and welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I give that to you in case you would so wish to also become a guest Chazonist lover. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone, always from London, England, Tully Rose, who is a guest Chazonist lover for this program.
Hi, Charlie. Lovely to speak to you.
Same here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with Chazonist.
Well, I was brought up in a musical family. My uncle was a chazan in our shul where we daven, which was is essentially an old age home by the name of Heathlands, but very popular, very large old age home with a proper old-style shul, you know, with pews and everything, and it was very popular, and his nusach was very, you know, he was a lover of Chazonis himself. In fact, he still listens to your show quite often himself. His name is Chaim Rose, and his davening just sort of always set the tone for us in terms of Chazonis, because he made it very easy to listen to, and my father sang in the Manchester Jewish Male Voice Choir. You've played them a few times on your show when they sing. They often sang with Binyamin Muller of Antwerp, and I think actually I probably got quite a few recordings that I recorded myself, you know, in my teenage years of Chazon Muller with the Manchester Jewish Male Voice Choir that was conducted by Adrian Isaacs. And so we really sort of, you know, really into Chazonis that way, because we always used to go and see my father singing the choirs, and we always sang, you know, beautiful pieces, and you know, we'd spend even, you know, Friday nights all singing these songs. And you know, it was quite rare, even in those days, as you know, Chazonis wasn't it was already sort of declining slightly in popularity.
Uh-huh.
But because we had all these concerts going on in Manchester, particularly with Chazon Muller, Chazon Maravani used to come over, it was you know, sort of got us into Chazonis, as it were. And also on my mother's side, it was quite a musical family. My mother was a Kramer, and her brother composed a lot of these very famous tunes. You know the tune, Ha-ham, that one was composed by an uncle of mine.
Kramer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's also Kramer. My first cousin is a cousin out there in your part of the world, Shimon Kramer.
Oh, of course. Shimon. Yes. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's my first cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's sort of generally quite a musical family. And even on my father's side, I've got a second cousin, Baruch Levine. He's my second cousin. So it's all quite musical family, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, but in terms of Chazonis, I think it was mainly because of the way, you know, my father, so even on Shabbos, very often he took us to Kramsel Shul. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a big shul in Manchester where Chazon Hillman was the chazon. I don't know if Chazon Avraham Hillman.
Hillman.
He was the chazon. Hillman.
Hillman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hillman. And he took over actually from Shlomo Hirschman, who was, of course, Mordechai Hirschman's brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a chazon in Manchester, Shlomo Hirschman, until about 1967. A wonderful chazon. He had this thing about not doing any recordings.
Yes, unfortunately, there were quite a few chazanim from the golden era who refused to record. You know.
Yeah. There's very, very few records. There's one recording, I think, that you can get on YouTube or something, where he's singing, benching.
Uh-huh.
It's very entertaining because he sings the whole of benching, and then he hits a note at the end, you know, the end of Ashalom, and then he goes, and that's your lot. It's really, he was quite something, but... so that's sort of how we got into Chazonis.
Well, I've always been jealous of the fact that you have so many wonderful choirs, and I think that the choirs are sort of the launching pad for Chazonis, and we really don't have that kind of situation here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shame, because just now on just this past Motzei Shabbos, there was a concert with Simon Cohen, Avromi Freilich, and the Shlomi Gertner actually was singing. He's more of a popular singer, but he sang beautifully. They all sang beautifully.
Uh-huh.
But what was quite interesting is that they sang with the Naima Singers. Oh, you've heard of them?
Sure, of course, of course.
Oh, wonderful! So I've got a few friends in that choir. It was just, and it's true, the choir really sort of set the mood,
mm-hmm.
set the tone, and it was just. They even introduced a little kids' choir. And actually, my son had a duet with Cousin Friday's son.
Well, that's so important. It's so important for the young kids to get involved.
Yeah, because my older kids, who, they're older, but they're 13 and 12, and they're just Bar Mitzvah, and they came along, and they were saying, oh, you know, we're going to enjoy the Chazonos concert, and they came away saying that they enjoyed it so much.
Interesting.
You know, all of my kids listen to the Natana Herstik CD,
which
just happened to sort of be playing in my wife's car, and now they're all hooked.
They're captive in the car, and they have to listen, so it's a good way of
it's so true. They know Bavel David, and they know lots of mm-hmm. you know the popular pieces,
right? Didn't the Naima choir sing with Moshe Haschel quite a few recordings, I believe?
I think there's a Slichos recording of Moshe Haschel. He's left London. It's quite a loss to London, really.
Oh, really?
I think he's based now more in Israel.
Uh-huh.
Which obviously, he was a wonderful man.
Yes, for sure, sure.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
No, you first.
No. I was going to say I've asked you to select a few of your favorite recordings, and perhaps you want to just tell us a little bit about the Yiroineinu that we'll be hearing.
This piece Yiroineinu is one of these pieces that really got me sort of hooked on Chazonos. Really, as a small child, I remember going to I was probably about 7 or 8. I remember hearing Chazon Binyamin Muller sing this with the Manchester Jewish male voice. A lot of Chazon Binyamin, I noticed, sang it with the Manchester Jewish male voice, with clips of Anna Varney singing it with them and everything. Lots of wonderful Chazonim. But then somehow the way he sang this piece and the notes and the control in the end, you know, the Kiyam Alcho Shalcho, he is just fabulous. And when you listen to it, it just gets you involved, you feel like you really want to hear this piece, and I think it's just a wonderful piece, and he sings it so beautifully.
For sure. So we'll be hearing cantor Benjamin Muller with the Manchester Jewish Male Choir. They call it. With
MJMVC for short.
Okay, here we go.
Oh!
What a great selection. Oh, wow.
It's a wonderful piece. That choir is just phenomenal.
There's no question about it. Just first class. And together. Yeah. That's Mueller at his best, for sure.
Yeah, that was he's always wonderful, but he was just at his absolute best. I mean, this was, I think, a live concert in London.
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
Just wonderful.
Well, you know, when they do it live, there's an electricity that goes back and forth that just gets lost if you're in a recording studio. Something comes out, I think, when
yeah,
you...
Yeah, there's a sense of ruach, atmosphere.
Yes,
something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, electricity in the air, for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly it,
yeah. Oh, that was...
So you can see what can get a youngster hooked on
yes.
that sort of song, right?
Yes, that was wonderful. Yeah. Really wonderful. And yeah. And our next selection is going to be from Sphera. This will also be Benjamin Mueller.
Yes, yeah. And again, it was possibly even from the same concert when I sort of heard it the first time. And again, I mean, it's just the style, the way he sings it. It's such a musical piece.
Sure.
I know a lot of people always go for the Pinchuk. There always be a lot of people opt for the Pinchuk version of Sirathoma, but the way Chazamuda, again, the way he sings this, the heart, the feeling, and then the power, sort of when he hits notes above the choir, you know, it's just wonderful.
I have to confess, I have to tell you, I'm really excited about the fact that we're doing this and that you've selected these couple of selections of Benjamin Mueller. I have not been listening to them for quite a while, and shame on me. I mean, I've neglected him, and I'm openly confessing that. I mean, with a voice like that and with a choir like that, I haven't done justice to Cantor Mueller.
Yeah, I'd like to try and dig up some other some of those videos, where, you know, amateur videos that I took of him as a teenager.
Right.
And my father sort of gave me this video camera and I videoed him because he's got some recordings of some rehearsals with him. I mean, he's just
really,
you know. And of course, his son is now coming in. I think the two of his sons living in Manchester.
Yes. Well, there's a great recording with him and his children all together. They do some interesting stuff.
Yeah, and Yossi Mueller, he's wonderful.
Yes, so, yeah. And you may be aware that, of course, that I'm very high on Zevi Mueller, his nephew, who is here
yes,
in the
yes.
city. Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I remember your interview with him. That was actually very
yes.
interesting. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to hear Sphera Omer, and this is another wonderful selection of the great cantor, Benjamin Mueller.
Moshe Avedecho, please. Oh.
Wow, what a magnificent piece. Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful.
Just beautiful. Yeah. You could just, it's a sort of piece you can just listen to over and over again.
For sure. For sure. So, have you seen Benjamin Muller recently? I mean, has he?
I haven't. He did do a tribute. You know, the Chazan Hillman that I was mentioning at the beginning, at the outset.
Uh-huh.
There was a Chazan in concert for many years. They did a tribute concert, Chazan Muller and his boys. I didn't actually attend. My father, he was actually singing in that Noble Voice Choir those years ago. They sort of had a choir again.
Uh-huh.
And sang, but I haven't actually heard him live for some time. Apart from a one-off visit, I think, for Shabbos to London. So,
no, I guess those were his boys in the selection. I'd be pretty sure they were. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are. Yes. And I actually, Yossi Muller, they did a sort of tribute concert to my uncle in Manchester about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago.
Uh-huh.
With Chazan Motson, and. Yossi Muller, and it was a fabulous, fabulous evening, really. Yeah, so really, you know, he's lucky if I am, you know, Benjamin Muller, his boys are really, you know,
yes,
taken over from
Yes. I have to get to London. Last time I was in London was in 1964 on my return from Israel. I had lived on the kibbutz for a year, and on my way back, I stopped in London and in Scotland, actually.
Yeah, that's over the border. No, you should really come. I mean, you're welcome to come and stay anytime.
Uh-huh.
They have these like great chazal. I mean, just this weekend, like I said, we have this concert with Simon Cohen on Monday night.
Yes.
There was this charity dinner where Chazan Helfgott was singing.
Uh-huh.
He sang his usual, his Ad Hainah and the Shachar and all. Again, it was, you know, we don't quite get the same level of chazanas that you get really out there with the concerts that you put on, but we do try.
Well, no, you do some great things. So tell us a little bit about Nathaniel Herstick.
Well, it's a very interesting one, actually, because I hadn't listened to him for quite some time. When he was about my age, I think, and I remember as a youngster, my father coming in very excitedly with this video of a concert, as far as I recall, and he'll probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he did a concert in Glasgow, and they recorded, I think there was a video that, you know, professionally produced of this concert.
Uh-huh.
And he must have been, maybe 12, 13, 14, that age bracket. And he sang, he had the most beautiful, sort of like soprano.
Yes, he does a famous Ain Kalokeino, that's one of his selections at the Great Synagogue.
And I remember he then, like this, and at the same time, actually, he had a cousin, Srulik Herstick, who, you know, I think is Chaim Eliezer's son.
Yes.
He also, around about that time, I remember my parents turned up with the tape of Sully Hitch, but going back to Natana, I was always quite taken with his voice. Anyway, I hadn't really heard him that much recently.
Right.
But my wife, I think it was actually on one of your shows around Hanukkah time, you were advising everyone to go out there and buy a CD for Hanukkah or whatever it was. I don't know if you remember doing that, but...
Uh-huh.
She came, and so I mentioned it, and she came on Hanukkah, and she mentioned it, and she, just bought me the CD, and we just got hooked. I mean, he's controlled, he sings of Mechata, you know, it's unbelievable the way he sings it. His Chazanus is just, I think it's, you know, obviously he's been brought up with it.
Yes.
And there's a bit of lighter stuff on there, so all the kids, I mean, my three-year-old knows a lot of the pieces on there, like, especially the Maccabees thing at the end, he loves it, uh-huh. I don't know if you've listened to that CD at all, but it's really wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to hear Ba'avur David with Nathaniel Herstick. This is a CD that just came out just a couple of months ago. Okay.
Eden.
Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful rendition.
I think that's marvelous. I mean, I know it's so often sung, and but the way he does that, I think it's marvelous.
Yes, yes.
It's effortless at times, you know.
Well, he certainly comes from good stock, and that shows through.
Yeah.
And Itzhak Haimov was the choir leader. He does a wonderful job with the choir. So we're speaking, of course, if you tuned in a little late, to Tully Rose from London, England, and he is a guest Chazanist lover, and I'm so glad that we finally got to it.
Yeah, I've been planning this for some time, I think.
Yes, yes. Any closing thoughts about Chazanist or Jewish music?
I just hope that it continues. You know, I love it that my children listen. Of course, they love Avant Fried. You know, we make sure that he does a yearly concert here in London, and we always make a point of going. And I think that's important. You know, that they listen, enjoy the music that you know that they listen to. But I think it's so important that we teach them, you know, to listen to Chazanist, because once you get a taste of Chazanist and you get into it, it's like a different world. And it's so important to in terms of Nusach as well.
Yes, for sure.
That's my view.
For sure.
That's my view. And I really hope you continue doing the good work, because we look forward to, you know, see what's going to be. Obviously, last week you had the tributes. It's just, you know, we wish you should go from strength to strength.
Amen. Amen.
And we'll continue listening.
Okay, and regards to our friends in London and in Manchester. It's good to know that we have some fans there.
Yeah, you certainly do. I mean, I couldn't believe how many people listen to the show in Manchester and London. I think I told you before the interview, you know, I sat at a simcha with someone, and I was just mentioning, you know, your show, that, you know, somebody you played on your show, and they were, you know, so you listen as well, do you? So it was quite, you know, quite a surprise. So you have got quite a following over here.
That's great. It's what makes this so worthwhile, for sure, for me, to know that you're there.
Fantastic. Yeah, it gives us all chizuk.
Okay. All the best, and then let's stay in touch.
Take care.
Okay, shalom.
All the best, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay, so there you have Tully Rose from London, and... I confess that it's this sort of experience for me that makes what I'm doing so gratifying, to know that you're there, and that the soul music is touching your souls, and what more can one ask for? Well, I have the CD that was featured during the interview. It was the Jewish Male Voice Choir of Manchester, and Benjamin Muller. So let's hear a few more selections for the remaining part of the program. This first one will be Rachem Noah, Benjamin Muller.
Ziyoy mishkan eti vayde
Matenas
Okay, that was a Rosenblatt composition. And the next one is also a Yossel Rosenblatt composition, sung by Cantor Benjamin Muller. This will be Hashem Zichrono. Hashem Zichrono.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I love that. You know, I don't know about you. I'm sitting here and closing my eyes. I've got a smile on my face and I'm just listening, eating this up. And besides the outstanding cantor, the outstanding choir that is the Jewish Male Voice Choir of Manchester. And doesn't get any better than this, does it? One more selection, Zilbert's composition. This will be Havdalah.
Hashem, Tzvoi Simon, Misigav Elon,
show number 332 for February 15th, 2016. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Tully Rose, and I look forward to many more Geskas on Us lovers. Don't be embarrassed. As I said, I'll call you any place in the world, and I'll be happy to play three of your favorite selections. And it's always interesting to find out what people, turns people on. We all have our favorites, and share them with others. So you reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Be happy to arrange to have an interview and play some of your selections. Thanks so much for joining with me, and shalom.